Why is a favorite question we ask whenever unjust suffering shatters innocent lives?
當有一啲唔公正或者一啲唔公正，又或者一啲無辜嘅人咧生命受到威脅嘅時候咧，我哋好經常都會問點解？
Thanks to recent violence in Moscow, in New Zealand, and many natural disasters all over the world, we know what it really means.
當咧最近喺新西蘭咧發生喺清真寺入邊有一個屠殺，同埋咧世界上邊咧有好多自然嘅災害咧，令到我哋咧更加對呢個問題咧覺得好完全明白。
If something good happens, it is God's blessing.
如果有好嘅事情發生咧，呢個係神嘅祝福。
If something bad happens, it is God's punishment for our evil actions.
如果有啲唔好嘅事情發生咧，咁我哋就會覺得呢個係神對我哋呢個邪惡行為嘅一個嘅懲罰。
The way of righteous shall prosper。
如果行正義嘅人咧，係應該好繁榮嘅。
The way of the unjust will be hard。
行唔公義嘅事嘅人咧，係應該好困難嘅佢哋嘅道路。
Well, it's probably serve you right, especially when you feel safe and better than others.
Well, 咁如果呢一個係你覺得嘅，呢個係你自己覺得，但係唔係代表其他人都係咁諗。
But do not try to apply it to all the others.
但係千祈唔好去套落去其他人身上。
That kind of theology is still around from the prosperity preachers who promise that if you live by faith, you will get everything you want. To the people who assume that anyone who is poor, hungry, and suffering are lazy, crazy, and simple after all.
咁而呢一種嘅神學思想咧，而家仍然都係充斥喺呢個社會入邊。一啲好有名有利嘅傳道人咧，佢哋仍然都係宣講：如果你對有信心嘅話咧，你想要嘅嘢咧就必定會得著。亦都咧有一啲人咧覺得，如果有人係好貧窮喺一啲痛苦當中，佢一定係好懶惰，甚至咧佢係好傻，又或者佢係充滿咗罪惡。
They connect those sufferings and their sins so easily.
他们将罪和他们受苦是连在一起。
Do you think all those who are suffering were worse sinners than the rest of us?
你觉不觉得有些受苦的人，他们是比我们是一些更加差的罪人呢？
Do you think they had done just enough bad things to prompt God to punish them back?
你覺得他們是否做得足夠的罪惡，令到神要對他們作出一個反擊去懲罰他們呢？
But answer is no.
但是答案不是。
Jesus gave us one clear, unequivocal response. No, not indeed.
主耶穌在這裡很清楚無可置疑地跟我們說不是啊，事實一點都不是這樣。
In fact, we all admit that everyone has evil within us.
而事實上，我哋每一個人都應該承認，我哋每一個人心中都有邪惡嘅一面。
And if God wants to kill people because of their evil, God would need to destroy all of us.
如果神要懲罰人，因為人係有邪惡嘅話，咁神應該係毀滅曬我哋所有。
We all know that much at least.
我哋至少去明白呢一點。
But even in this sense, why was likely a question put to Jesus?Regarding the suffering of Galileans in today's gospel lesson.
縱使我們明白這一點，但是在今天的經文裡面看到耶路撒冷的人都問主耶穌，為什麼加利利人的人會受害呢？
What about those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Do you think they were guiltier than all the other living in Jerusalem?
仲有在西羅亞塔樓倒下而壓傷的18個人，那難道他們又是比耶路撒冷的人罪惡更加重嗎？
But I tell you, no.
但是我告訴你，不是啊。
Unfortunately, Jesus didn't provide a defense for unjust sufferings, though I wish there was a clear reason why the innocent have to suffer.
好不幸地，主耶穌喺呢度冇好清楚咁樣去講解點解一啲嘅人要無辜嘅人要受苦。縱使我好希望有一個好清楚嘅答案去解釋點解無辜嘅人會受苦。
But there wasn't any.
但係冇啊。
So we are still wondering whether there is any good explanation we can present as a defense for unjust suffering or sacrifice of innocent.
所以我哋仍然不斷咁喺度尋找一啲嘅答案去解釋俾我哋自己聽，點樣無辜嘅人會受苦，又或者咧一啲唔公平嘅事會發生。
So bad things also happen to good and godly people.
所以唔好嘅事仍然都會去發生喺好人同埋愛主嘅人身上。
Rather than answering to our inquiry, Jesus leveled the playing field and started ground rule for everyone. Repent.
咁主耶穌冇正面咁樣去回答佢哋嘅問題，反而咧主耶穌就將呢一個門檻降到去俾全部嘅人去對佢哋講，要悔改。
Whether life smiles at you or stomps on you, be prepared or perish.
無論我哋人生喺如意嘅時候，或者喺一個唔好嘅境況嘅時候，我哋都要準備隨時都會滅亡。
Also, mark it down right there that Jesus rejects the idea that terrible tragedy is a measure of the punishment of a sin.
同時咧，我哋呢一度要注意，主耶穌咧去講解我哋亦都拒絕咗呢一個嘅悲劇係同人嘅罪嘅一個懲罰。
These men were no more wicked than the rest.
呢啲嘅人咧，唔係比其他嘅人更加差嘅。
Jesus then went directly on to tell them the parable of the extra ear.
咁咧，主耶穌跟住就好直接咁樣講個另一個比喻，就係多一啲時間。
For 3 years I have come looking for fruits on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down.
喺三年入邊，我嚟到呢個地方，呢個無花果樹揾果子，但係揾唔著，應該要將佢砍落嚟。
Why should it be wasting the soil?
點解仲要浪費呢啲土地咧
？So let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it.
係話留多一年啦，等我喺周邊再狠罰一下，再加一啲嘅施肥啦。
If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down.
如果有果子生長嘅就好啦，如果唔係就先斬咗佢啦。
The owner was furious and told the vineyard workers to cut it down.
再多一啲時間，然之後就叫呢個人去斬咗棵樹。
But the vineyard workers proposed that he will dig it around and fertilize it just for one more year and see if it will bear fruit.
但係呢個原嘅工人咧就話：俾多一年嘅時間我啦，我去施肥，我去再掘下啲土。
If not, then cut it down.
如果冇，先至去砍落嚟啦。
What are the lessons you can get from these passages?
喺呢一個嘅經文入邊，我哋學到啲乜嘢咧？
Is there any connection between stories of the Pilate slaughter, the tragedy of the 18 men, and this parable of the fig tree?
喺比拉多嘅屠殺，喺呢十八個人被流去壓傷，而同埋喺呢一個無花果樹唔結果嘅比喻上邊，呢三樣嘢我哋學到啲乜嘢咧
？What do you think is said to the crowd?
你諗下究竟當時係對呢啲眾人講啲乜嘢咧？
And what does it say to us today?
咁而亦都對我哋今日係講啲乜嘢咧
？Perhaps you remember the other scriptures talking about vineyards.
可能你會記得有其他嘅經文都係講到葡萄園。
For the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are His pleasant planting. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 7.
咁喺以賽亞書五章七節咧，就講到耶和華嘅葡萄園就係以色列家，佢所喜愛嘅樹就係猶太人。
Israel has been God's vineyard, even though things did not always go well with.
以色列咧係神嘅葡萄園，縱使好多時候有啲事情唔係以神所願。
Later, when Jesus told another story about a man who has a vineyard, leased it out, came to collect his share of the fruits, only to be treated shamefully by the tenants.
咁喺遲啲嘅時候咧，主耶穌再講咗一個嘅故事，係一個人有一個葡萄園，佢租咗出去俾一個人去用呢個葡萄園。到有收成嘅時候，佢準備去收佢嘅果實，咁點知咧佢被好不禮貌嘅對待。
Yes, God's people, Israel, the church is the vineyard.
係啊，神嘅子民以色列，佢嘅教會就係神嘅葡萄園。
The owner of the vineyard, God has come to collect.
是啊，那个神会回来去收取。
But there is no fruit.
但是没有果子。
Now the keepers of the vineyard are going to have some explaining to do.
咁所以咧，呢个园嘅看守嘅人咧，就要对呢个园主有一啲嘅解释啦。
The keepers of vineyard, the scribes and chief priests, the pastors and bishops, the teachers and leaders of a church are going to have some explaining to do.
咁呢啲嘅园主嘅人咧，就系文士、大祭司、教会嘅领袖、导师。牧师同埋一啲嘅主教咧，就要有一啲嘅解释啦，对神。
Why in all these years has there been so little fruit？
咁点解咁多嘅日子咁少嘅结果咧
？The story of the vineyard and the owner's anger at his fruitless fig tree and those who keep them could be a parabolic assault of the leadership of Israel and the church。
咁而呢一个冇结果子嘅葡萄园。樹咧就係同埋一個原主咁憤怒咧，就係代表個教會。
Plenty of time has passed for this foolish steward to act。
咁而經過咗好多嘅日子，佢哋係可以去種有好多嘅收成。
The Lord has been patient for a while。
咁主已經好耐心嘅等候咗。
Now after waiting 3 years longer than he should have, he says, "Cut it down."
咁而等咗三年，系等得耐过佢应该等嘅时候，佢终于就话要砍佢落嚟啦。
In Isaiah chapter 5, we also find the owner gets so upset with his unfruitful vines。
咁喺以赛亚书五章嗰度，亦都睇到一个园主咧，亦都系好愤怒，佢冇嗰个嘅果实。
I'll tell you what I'm going to do with my vineyard。
佢话我会话俾你听，我会点样处理呢一个嘅葡萄园。
Remove its hedges, break down its wall, trample it down, make it waste, and refuse to prune to hoe it until it is overgrown with briars and thorns.
他说我必须要撇下篱笆，使到咧佢被吞灭，拆掉咗城墙，然之后咧就被践踏。他说我必使地荒凉，不再修理，不再锄刨，荆棘蔓荔，倒要生长。
I'll command the cloud not to rain on it.That's what I will do.
我亦都命云不降雨在其上。
Yes, Jesus clearly accused the rejection of God's calling for them.
是啊，主耶稣好清楚咁样去控诉佢哋，去拒绝咗神嗰个嘅呼召。
He chose to scorn the common idea of Israel being the chosen vineyard of God by speaking of Israel as a fig tree planted in a vineyard.
主耶稣咧选择去讲以色列咧作为喺葡萄园入边嘅无花果树，而冇用到咧佢系以色列系神嘅葡萄园。
Do not think those slaughtered God what they deserved。
唔好以为咧佢哋有乜嘢去值得。
Jesus tells bluntly that we are also sinners, and that from God's perspective, the penalty is equal.
咁神咧呢度系直指话我哋嘅嗰个嘅毁灭咧系同佢哋系一样噶。
Who can evaluate the spiritual condition of the others by seeing either they do or do not suffer？
咁边一个可以去判断嗰啲人嘅属灵嘅光景咧
？Jesus meant that their failure to acknowledge and respond to Him as Messiah put them in danger far more urgent than worrying about being killed by foreign powers, etc.
咁主耶稣呢度就讲到唔承认佢系尼赛亚，咁咧就比起佢哋咧去担心话俾城墙冧倒啊嗰啲嘅情况咧系更加惨嘅。
Then what would he say about our time？
但系佢点样讲我哋嘅时间咧
？How about us as we often go to great extreme to compromise our sins？
我哋咧，我哋又点样样咧？我哋成日都去好妥协。好去妥協喺我哋嘅罪上邊。
Perhaps I don't need to mention about our sinfulness, trying to justify our immoral, often wicked behaviors by blaming God as the cause provider or insisting that everybody's doing it in these days.
我哋咧，或者我唔需要去多講我哋嘅不道德，又或者咧，我哋去點樣樣去 去埋怨神啦，因为神是我们的供应者啦，又或者呢我们怎样去觉得、哦、所有人都是做这些事的啦。
What are the excuses we have while holding things and materials for our own, though they are given to share with others or God's special mission?
当我们呢去将我们所拥有的东西去、留给我们自己，而没有去出来分给其他人，又或者用在神的事工上面。
How about those who are making churches merely a social gathering or heavens of entertainment of self-appeasement rather than making Christian soldiers in a war against evil?
还有一些当教会呢是一个、社会联谊的地方啦，又或者呢令到他们自己觉得感觉良好的地方啦，又或者呢是觉得有一个娱乐的地方，而没有呢作为一个基督徒呢去对这个的邪恶呢作出一个的、反抗。
The parable of the barren fig tree, the parable of the extra ear is given to us, as well as the first century crowd around Jesus.
咁咧，一個無花果樹冇果子嘅比喻，同埋呢一個以多一年嘅比喻咧，係對當係對我哋講咯，亦都係對當時嘅第一世紀喺耶穌身邊嘅人去講嘅。
We know every Christian is.Saved to serve God.
我们知道呢每一个基督徒呢我们是得救的，我们去侍奉主的。
We need to look to God, not to ourselves for security or for living.
我们应该是望住神，仰望神，而不是呢去看住我们生活那个的安全感。
It teaches that we are required to be fruitful, both spiritual and practical ways.
我们应该是要去结果子，无论在我们属灵上和实际行为上面。
There is also a warning for those who are here but fruitless.
但是呢我们在这里呢很多时都没有结果子。
You can become a Christian by going to church, just as about easily as you can become an automobile by sleeping in a garage.
我们呢可以是一个去教会的基督徒啦，就好像一部车长期不动这样停泊在车房里面。
But furthermore, as an individual, as a church,We must not deceive ourselves about the purpose of our existence.
再加上呢我们去我们呢不可以漠视神在我们的地上的目的，和我们生存在这个世界 的目的。
And our part in Christ's church and our role in the great plan of God.
我们呢在教会里面也是一个神有一个计划在当中。
In fact, God never asked us to produce bananas, but figs. Though many people seem to think we should produce in many different kinds of fruits.
咁而事實上咧，主耶穌冇叫我哋去種香蕉，佢係叫我哋種無花果。縱使有好多人咧都覺得我哋可能可以種其他唔同嘅果實。
The second theme of the passage is judgment.
另一個第二個嘅主題咧喺呢一段嘅經文入邊係講到審判。
Now Jesus comments on these tragedies, tell us that we are all rushing toward the judgment.
咁而主耶稣呢度咧，亦都作咗一个评语咧，就系我哋因为呢一个嘅悲剧咧，我哋全部咧都系就嚟会面对呢一个嘅审判。
It is so true that only some folks just get quicker.
而事实上咧，系有一啲咧系比我哋其他嘅人去面对得快一啲。
He read the doom of the entire nation.In the fate of few.
咁从呢一小撮人当中咧，我哋就睇到整个嘅国家嗰个嘅嗰个嘅灭亡。
Those who perished are reminders of our own unworthiness.
呢一个嘅灭亡咧，就睇到我哋自己系几咁唔值得。
If we are spared, it is by grace, and we should not presume but repent.
如果我哋系侥幸冇被滅亡嘅話咧，我哋係唔應該去喺度猜測，而係咧要去去悔改嘅。
The problem is that it is always not easy to see our own unworthiness.
個問題就係咧，好多時我哋都睇唔到自己係唔值、冇價值嘅。
We always have excuses when we are less than what we should be.
我哋咧成日都係冇做到我哋應該做嘅。
Our nature always seeks the way out of judgment.If it must come.
如果真的有审判的话，我们的自然的反应就是很想去逃避。
A young fearless preacher had a problem with a somewhat worldly parishioner who would remark sarcastically every Sunday as he shook the preacher's hand at the door, "You got them today, preacher."
咁而一個年輕又有膽嘅傳道人咧，佢對於一個會友咧，一個好中意講諷刺説話嘅會友咧，成日就一個問題。呢個會友咧，每一次星期日咧，同呢個傳道人握手嘅時候咧，都會講：啊，你今日咧講嘅道咧，就講中咗佢哋啦。
Sunday after Sunday, this fellow never seems to feel that he needed to repent, and always felt that the sermon was for everybody else.
咁而每一個禮拜都係咁樣過咗，而呢一個嘅會友咧，每一個星期咧都係喺門口同呢個傳道人握手嘅時候去講同一番嘅説話。咁好似咧呢啲嘅講章咧，對於佢嚟講咧，完全唔係對佢嚟講嘅，佢亦都冇一個悔改嘅心。
Then one Sunday there was a bad snowstorm, and the preacher and this one fellow were only ones that could show up.
咁有一個星期日咧，佢哋遇到大風暴，咁咧淨係得呢個傳道人同埋呢一個嘅會友咧係嚟翻到教會嘅啫。
The preacher seized the opportunity and preached his entire three-point sermon on hell, fire, and damnation.
咁而呢個傳道人咧就把握機會，就去講佢嘅講章，講到有三點好重要，就係講到地獄、火同埋咒詛。
Well, then he again walked out the door and shook the preacher's hand and said, "If they had been here today, preacher, you would have gotten them real good."
咁佢同樣地都同傳道人喺個門口嗰度講：，哇！如果咧今日佢哋有翻到嚟嘅話咧，呢一篇道咧就真係好啱佢哋聽啦。
A story is told of a defiant atheist on his deathbed.
咁有一個故事係講述一個目中無人嘅無神論者喺佢嘅病榻牀上邊。
One of his Christian friends noticed a Bible in there and asked why he was reading it.
咁佢有一個基督徒嘅朋友咧，就見到有本聖經喺度，就問佢：，咦，點解你會睇聖經嘅
？Oh, just looking for loopholes.
佢就話
：，He responded.
哦，佢就講：，我淨係喺度睇下有冇漏洞㗎咋。
But there are no loopholes.
但是是沒有漏洞的。
Judgment on sin, like the slaughter by Pilate and the falling of power, is severe and fatal and inescapable unless we repent.
罪的審判呢，就好像比拉多那個的大屠殺，那十八個人被那個塔倒下來，是我們需要是悔改的。
The idea of repentance is expressed by the word turn.Turn from all else in order to turn to God.
咁而悔改呢個概念咧，其實係一個字去演化出嚟，就係回轉，由任何嘅地方去回轉去神嗰度。
But probably because of many evangelicals who use the word repent too frequently, this word seems to mean an emotional crying or just oops in these days.
咁又或者係好多福音派嘅人咧，佢成日用呢個字悔改，以致到呢個字咧，而家咧俾人誤解到係好似情感上邊喊啦，又或者咧係一個哎呀咁樣嘅一個字。
But repentance should be resulted in corrective actions.
咁而悔改咧，其實係必須要有一個嘅改正嘅行動嘅。
It should be completed by taking corrective actions.After realizing the faults and mistakes,
是必須要咧認知到自己做錯事，而跟住落嚟有一個嘅悔改嘅行動。
It should be extended to commitment that enables that good way of living to bear fruit.
甚至咧係伸展到有一個嘅承諾，係會承諾跟住落嚟嘅人生係會做好同埋要結果子嘅。
And it brings us the third theme, the mercy of God.
咁而亦都帶到第三點，就係講神嘅憐憫。
Edward Schweitzer once said this parable is a debate within the very mind of God, God against God.
咁咧有一個人咧就講呢一個咧係一個辯論，係神自己同神自己去一個嘅辯論。
A debate between divine judgment and divine mercy. A debate between a God who gives us what we deserve, cut it down, and offers us what we do not deserve.Give it more time.
就是神自己去一个争辩，就是他那个的神圣的审判，还有他神圣的怜悯。神圣的审判就是我们值得的，我们应该去给神去 剪落嚟 砍掉我哋落嚟，又或者係神嘅憐憫咧，就係俾我哋多一啲嘅時間啦。
One perfectly justified in anger, cut it down, while the other amazingly forbearing and pleading, let it be alone.
當一個咧係好啱、好正確咁話要去砍落嚟啦，而另一個咧就係、是、不停咁樣去祈求、去叫神忍耐俾我哋多啲嘅時間。
But here, I mean, the most of the time, the mercy of God rather than coming judgment prevails the forbearance of God.
我意思係話好多時候咧都會係神嗰個嘅忍耐啦、容忍啦，係勝過神嗰個嘅審判。
So long as time shall last, I believe God will stand with arms outstretched like an old rugged cross on the hill, willing to receive all who will repent.
只要是有時間的話，我相信神仍然會伸展祂的膀臂去接納所好像古舊十字架一樣，去接納所有願意悔改去到祂那裡的人。
In that light, this parable holds us hope for every sinner.
這樣的意思呢，就是說我們所有的罪人呢都有一個盼望。
Give each of us one more year.
給我們每一個人多一年吧。
Yes, it means whatever good we experience come to us by the grace of God.
是啊，这个就是说呢，我们在每一样好的事上面，我们所经历的都是从神而来的。
In giving us grace, however, God has the purpose.
那在给我们这些的恩典，但是神是有祂的原目的。
We are to be fruitful, that is, we are to be the person God intends.
我们要结果子，我们要成为神做我们那个的目的。
When you leave taking advantage of God's many graces, yet bearing no fruit, that is, living simply for ourselves with no observable benefit for God and others, God is displeased.
当我们如果生活是不停地去有神的恩典，但是呢我们没有去为神或者为其他人去做任何事的时候呢，那我们就是拿着神的好处，那神就不会开心。
Yes, how we live definitely will make a difference.
我们怎样去生活一定是有一个的有一个的不同的。
Surely God cares and God evaluates our lives.
神一定会 去注意，神亦都会去评估我们的生命。
Therefore, we must take stock of our situation now, before too late.
所以我们一定要点算一下我们自己的生命，不要等到太迟。
In this sense, now I'd like to ask some relevant questions to all of us.
在这样的状况之下，我就想问一个问题，问一下我们每一个人。
If you knew you had one more year to live,What changes would you make in your life?
如果你知道你只係得一年嘅時間去生活，你會有咩改變咧？對你而家嘅生活
？Would your values suddenly change?
你嘅價值觀會唔會突然之間改變咧
？Would you begin to think about spiritual things?
你會唔會開始諗多啲屬靈嘅事情咧
？Would you turn to Jesus for salvation?
你會唔會回轉到去神嗰度得到拯救？
If as a Christian you knew you had one more year to bear fruit, where would you begin?
如果你是一个基督徒，你知道你还有一年的时间可以结果子，你由哪里开始呢？
If as a church we knew we had but one more year to get serious about serving God, where would you start?
那如果是作为一个教会，我们知道我们还有一年的时间去服侍神的话，我们应该由哪里开始呢？
Do not consider these questions as idle ones.
不要去以为这个问题无关痛痒。
No one can laugh at or just ignore these questions because none of us knows how much time we have.
没人可以去不理会这个问题，因为我们不知道我们还有多少时间。
Clearly, there are limits to the patience, the mercy of even God.
很清楚地是有一个的时限的，就算神的怜悯都有一个时限。
And in this parable, we see both mercy and its limit in the phrase "one more year."
咁而喺呢一度呢一个比喻入边，我哋就睇到嗰个时限系定咗一多一年。
Jesus here preached an imminent day of reckoning. Indeed,
咁而呢一度咧，主耶稣亦都好指明嘅，系有一个时间嘅限制。
But even if he does not come back soon, all of us will, in less than a century, go to him.
但系纵使主耶稣唔会好快咁翻嚟，但系我哋所有嘅人可能都系可能喺一个嘅世纪之内都会去到神嗰度。
So we should ask ourselves, are we ready?
所以我哋应该问我哋自己，我哋准备好未咧？
Are we living as people who are ready?
我哋系咪活得好似一啲已经准备好嘅人咁样咧
？May God's special blessings with you through this strengthened journey, so that you may repent again and be ready for the day.
愿神赐俾我哋特别嘅祝福，透过呢个大斋节嘅时候，让我哋准备好去迎接呢一日嘅来临。
Amen. Amen.